I came here to praise him. Well, I just wanted to praise you. I'll not mention my knees. You've been so good to me. Lord, I love you so.
I came here. here this morning. I wanted to tell you that Sister Elsie went home yesterday from the hospital. And she's got a lot of company, of course. She still needs our prayers. She did have a heart attack, and she does have some damage to her heart, and so she's still weak and doesn't have to do very much before she gets really tired. So I know she wanted to be here today, but I'm sure her family tried to hold her back. It's good to have Marilyn Israel here today with us visiting. Praise God. We're glad you're here. And then to have Brother Durham and Sister Durham and Ruth here with us today. It's good to have them. They were coming even if there hadn't have been a sonogram scheduled. They had it planned. I know it's hard for a lot of you to believe, but anyway, that's what I'm told. And then, if you don't know it already, Sister Reva Durham is going to have twin girls. Praise God. So the church is growing.
Yes.
I always said, if you can't get new people, well, grow. If you can't build a church, grow one. So, Michael said Noah brought them in by the two. So, anyway, and then I don't know how many of you heard, but I want to congratulate all the youth, especially Sister Brittany. She just done a bang up job putting a garage sale together, and it was so successful they they raised about $1,500 yesterday in the garage sale for the youth. So, and let me mention this. One of the things they've done to raise money for the youth is they bought these. Are they gift cards, Sister Brittany? Is that what they are, from Krispy Kreme? Is that right? They're a card where you buy one dozen of Krispy Kreme donuts and get one free. And how much are they? $12 a piece. You get, You can use them 10 times. And you buy a dozen and get a dozen free. So, and and we've got some cards we need to sell you. So if you don't ask Sister Brittany or Brother Andrew or some of the other youth for one of these cards, they'll be asking you to buy one probably. So I just thought I'd give you a heads up on that. We're glad everyone that went to the campground made it back safe. I was sorry I didn't make it, but I felt like Sister Elsie's condition at the beginning was critical, and I felt like it was pertinent that I stay back with and see what the situation would be there. And then, but such a good report on the campground meeting, just a good meeting and good talks, good covering, especially the last day, I understand, was outstanding. So we're thankful for that. We're thankful for everyone. It's amazing how thousands of people go to these meetings, or over 1,000 many times, and seldom ever do you ever hear of anybody having a car wreck or anybody getting injured or anything. It's the covering of the Lord that's on His people. I'm thankful for that today. Anyway, let's all have church today. Just open your hearts up and let's see what the Lord has for us. I'll give you this one other report. The Wichita Church, Brother Gary Green, Brother and Sister Green in Wichita, has, I told you all, didn't I, that they were, we had, they'd made us a deal we couldn't turn down on the van that they had there, 15-passenger van. Well, they've got it all fixed up, new brakes put on it, and had all the bearings in it packed and got it all, what do you call that when you have one cleaned up? Detailed out. And they even had it lettered for us, First Gospel Church of Little Rock. And so it's ready to pick up, so we got to get somebody. We got to go down there and get it. So anyway, they've done all that for us, and all they was going to charge us for was the putting the motor in it. And so I don't know what's going to happen, but Brother Green told me, he said, I don't even know if I'm going to let you pay for that. So pray that, you know, he sticks to that. Don't tell him I said that, because we're more than willing to pay you for that little part. But if I know Brother Green, he's so generous hearted. Sister Smith.
Solomon, the third was her birthday, and she went in for her test, and she's cancer free right now.
One we've been praying for in Texas.
One we've been praying for. She wants Brother Smith and I to come down and talk to them. So I don't know when we can do that, but y'all pray for them.
She's in full remission right now, her cancer is. So she's thanking you for her prayers. Huh?
He said, make sure I thank
you. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm supposed to call him this week. He's got a wedding to do and some things. I want to be there when I can be in service with him, but anyway, I'm going to call him this week, and we're going to try to figure out when it'll be a good time to come get it. Anyway, oh, Emilio Green got married Friday. Those of you that hadn't heard that yet. And, yeah, you can. He's Brother Matthew. He didn't just find out Friday that he was the father of, he's got two in the nest. And he got a new job the same day, a good job. I told him, hallelujah, the church needs a tithe. And Brother Tyrone. Remember that. Brother Daniels, why don't you go ahead and receive the rest of the prayer request and tithes and offerings. Sister Joyce, you had something a minute ago. Oh. Brother Thompson got the air conditioner down there fixed. Don't we appreciate Brother Thompson and all he does for us? So thankful to have him. Praise God.
Well, I appreciate hearing these good reports of the things that God is doing. Doesn't it increase your faith to see God move? And while waiting on him, he's going to supply someone's needs with a miracle. I mean, I need a miracle here today. Yeah. I would. I certainly do. All of us could. But we're serving a God that's in the business of miracles. So when you hear your name called, step right up and get it. So I appreciate this church. in the prayers. Years ago, when I first came to this people, the Lord spoke to me in a word. All he said was sincere. Well, it was about 2 years later. I was just reminiscing on how the Lord had helped me so much and brought me here as a junkie. Boy, I was full of junk. And he reminded me that I brought you to a sincere people. You've never let me down. You have remained sincere and faithful toward the things of God and his people and his church. As the song was being sang, I just came here to thank you. I just came here to praise you. If you don't mind a moment, I began to thank God when I heard that chorus. This was a few years back, but it still means a lot to me, Sister Crow. It was in 2003, and I walked through those doors one Sunday afternoon for church. And I had just gotten out of the hospital, had been suffering, and this church prayed for me. I was a little bit ashamed to come to church because I'd been home crying and didn't know how to face God's people from the report I had. But I came on anyway, Sister Bryant, and that chorus was being sang, "I won't mention my needs." And I walked through those doors. I don't think I even remember greeting the ushers or saying anything to anyone. I remember taking off my coat at the back of the church on the back pew and walked up front and fell on my knees asking God to help me because my diagnosis had been a tumor on the brain. And the only thing they gave me was two choices, prednisone or an operation. And this was in 2003. I've never had the operation. There's no sign of a tumor. I appreciate God's wonderful benefits. He fixed me a package deal. Yes, he did. In between that time, I kept having headaches. And I had two other MRIs on my brain. I mean, I was worried. I was walking through the warehouse one day, and one of my coworkers stopped me and said, "Bill, what's wrong?" I didn't even want to talk to this person. But the heaviness on my heart, this was an ungodly person, but I said, "Hey, I've got a tumor on the brain." And you know how your thoughts will mistreat you and run over you? And my thoughts told me, "Man, you're going to have to wear a bandage on your head. People are going to be looking at you funny. Skull's going to have to be open." I mean, my call of mind just backed me in a corner, but my God heard my prayer because I fell on my knees asking God for a miracle. He's a miracle provider today. I have no trace of a tumor on the brain, never had the surgery, Brother Smith, but I appreciate God's wonderful benefits. Young people, old people, any age you might be, it's very beneficial serving God. I'm glad I became acquainted with him. Oh, yes, I'm glad that he thought enough of me to heal me. I appreciate God today, and I appreciate that all he's doing in your lives. Let's pray today. Someone here needs a miracle today. Someone here needs God's comforting spirit to touch their lives today. I believe it was Wednesday night. Sister Bryant sang that song, "Peace, Peace." How many needs peace in their hearts today over situations? Scripture says unto us, a Savior is born and a Son is given. Mm-hmm. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. You want to meet the Prince of Peace today? He's here. You have a need today that seems an impossibility? Let me tell you about a miracle-making God today. Brother Tally, he's still on the throne. He is still on the throne. I've had things happen to me that I thought, those things happen to other people. And I get to hear about it and pray for them. But I've had some stuff in my front yard that God is helping me with today. Someone here today may be under stress like I am, but I'm learning to trust God and cast all my burdens on Him. I hold back a few because I think I can handle them. But Brother Durham, I found out I can't. I must tell Jesus about my burdens. What do you say? Let's pray today. Let's pray for our needs today. Anyone here got a special today? You'd like for God to work it? Sister Brenda? Your brother? Okay. See Brother David, so let's remember him today also. Brother Weaver. Yes. Okay. All right. Brother Dotson. You need a prayer. Okay. Sister Crow. Abraham. Okay. Please, Sister Wilkins. Sister Bryant. Keep praying for Sean. Okay. I feel your heart. You wish God would turn him around. All right. God play, Sister Watson. Okay. All right. How about yourself? It's not a day go by that I don't miss Anthony. I was singing about him the other day, some things he and Steve did together. Anyway, let's remember their families. And Brother Boyd, not here today. Brother Curtis.
Got a couple requests. I'd like to sell some dogs.
God will see you through, brother.
My sisters, Chase, having some seizures. And they're scheduled with an MRI out in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
There's a big campus.
Brother Golden, sister's child.
I got to sell my place.
Brother Mike Smith would like to sell his property.
Brother Durham's home.
And Brother Durham's home.
My farm and the church.
Brother
and the Smith's public.
Farm and the church.
Brother Mark Boyd's on his way.
He's on his way.
Okay. He's on his way back from Republic. The Fishers are praying. There he is right there. Just come in the door.
There he is.
They've sort of got an ox in the ditch today, but they're trying to get here. I don't know if they'll make it. And tonight, they're going to church with Crystal and her husband. I don't remember his name. Josh, is that right? they've been down to visit TJ in Sykeston, and he went down there and had his Bible out and been asking a lot of questions, and he's starting to have questions about this, and so far he's receiving it. So they're going to visit with them tonight. Pray that the Lord would help them, to touch them. And then they'll probably be here in a little while, but I'm not sure they'll make it there. Then Sister Jackie Tucker's sick today and couldn't be here. Sister, let's remember Jackie. Her in prayer. All right. Brother Doug York is in Republic trying to get everything ready for they're going to close on the 27th. Everything's completed for the closure, except he's just got a few little things he's got to do to the house that he's working on. And of course, they're packing and trying to get ready to move out. So keep her, and then he'll be driving back tonight. So okay. Pray for that. But also, let's remember Brother Durham, his situation with his retirement. God help him work that out, or in the sale of his home. He's pastoring the church there in the Republic, but he's feeling like, you know, it's about time for him to come on down here. And so let's just keep that in our prayers. I'm looking forward to the Durhams being here. They'll be a great asset to the church and help to us here in the ministry. So let's keep that in our prayers.
Okay.
Also for Jacob and Terry Durham. They've been on such a roller coaster ride with, you know, she's worked in the kennel for us for years, and they've wanted to move here, but yet they couldn't move because they needed to take care of that for us until it's time we could get it moved here. And then he hadn't been able to transfer his job with AT&T, but I wish you'd pray that we're just probably 30 days away from having the new kennel completed where they can move. I wish you'd pray that God would begin to open doors for them. They had two houses, a rental house and their house, and they've sold one of them, but they need to sell their house. And so, but, you know, sometimes it's hard to keep having faith for what God's doing if you don't see some things happening, and he works Saturdays, so it's hard for them to get off to come down here. And of course, you know, those that come down here get encouraged, but the church there is getting smaller and smaller as people move here, so the situation there is not as you know, encouraging, yes, as it is here now. So you need to keep those people in your prayers. I'm sure the Lord loves them more than we do, so I'm sure God is trying to help them, but I'd like the Lord to know we care down here about it, too.
Oh, yeah. Sister Abraham.
Let me mention, Brother Daniels, to the ushers, even when we're taking up prayer requests, this is all going on tape, and it's very difficult for people to understand on tape what's going on. If we had a couple mics and, you know, ushers were up and ready, you could get them to them, it would really help. And even, can't everybody hear? the prayer request that's here. So if we could try to get that on mic, it would be a great help. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Sister Thompson. Prayer for your children and grandchildren, Sister Thompson. Okay. Sister Julie Lason. They're bringing your mic right now, if you don't mind.
Came through our town and a little bit of damage. I mean, our homes are fine, just trees down and stuff, but I guess she's a little overwhelmed and
okay, for your mother. All right. Yes.
She said it is healing, but it's taking an awful long time because she was not able to finish the treatments to help her foot to heal faster. But she's having a lot of problem with being weak. She has strength in her arms, but she has none in her legs whatsoever. And she told me yesterday that she is worried about being confined to a wheelchair for the rest of her life. And Anna's only a year older than I am. And when Anna moved here, Anna and I both thought, we looked at each other and we both thought, she thought I was stuck up and I thought she was. But through the years, after we talked a couple of times, Anna and I became the best friends. I couldn't ask for a better friend. And I'm concerned with her condition because she has five children. And Brother Hector, she is closer to her parents, and her parents are tickled that she is closer to them now. But I'm really concerned about her condition. And I know if God doesn't touch her, and she knows that if God doesn't touch her, that she will be confined to a wheelchair. And that's really eating on her bad. And I'm trying to encourage her the best that I can. But yes, please, okay, keep her in y'all's prayers.
All right. Let's pray God will touch her. Keep praying for Brother Weiniger also. You know, keep praying for the Talley family. Any other needs, requests?
I wish that you all would pray for my oldest brother, Sean. He's going through some hard times right now. And he is not a believer, so he really needs to be touched by God.
Okay. Just remember her brother. Yes.
Praying for Sister Sherry. Sister Sherry.
Right. Good to see Brother Mark come in. All right. Well, someone prayed for me one day. God delivered me from drugs and alcohol, and here I am taking prayer requests. Takes Brother Tucker to tell you about the boy that had no background. But it's because this church prayed for me. Man, I went through a struggle. I started running from God and everything. Told a young man, well, I don't know if I told him or not, but I distanced myself from him when he told me, God's dealing with you. What? I don't even know what you're talking about, man. I don't even speak your language. God's dealing with me. Not me. No, I don't want no part of that. I'm not churchy.
Here I am. Yes. The Jerry York family are moving. They're back in Springfield and trying to get things there.
Okay.
Packed up and moved, so pray for their trip.
All right. Well, we have a lot this morning to pray about, don't we? Let's stand. Believe in God that He will answer. He's heard our prayers before. He hears our prayers today. For the eyes of God roam to and fro throughout the earth, searching for those whose heart are committed toward Him. For those whose hearts believe that He will, and He's provided of them that diligently seek Him. Yes, we fall on our knees this morning, dear Lord, asking You for Your help. Families that need healing in their homes. Children that need a touch from God today. Hallelujah. For our ministry, for Brother and Sister Smith, their property. People there in Missouri need God's touch. Brother Mark Borden family today. Oh God, touch our children today. Brothers and sisters needing touch from God. The Talley family, we need You, Lord. We need You, Lord. You've never forsaken us. You've never left us, oh God. But you've been a comforter to us all these years. Down through the years, God has been good to me. God has been good to his church. God has been good to his people today. We cast all of our burdens upon you, Lord. He's a Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father today. Young people needing a touch from God today. Brother Sean Hughes, God get a hold of his life. God touch his people today. They may be running today. They may be running, but you can't run from God today. He's a wonderful provider today. We pray. Sister Anna De La Rosa, that God will give her healing today. For those that need a miracle in their homes today, that God will provide it. Yes, with all our trials and all of our tests, God has never forgotten us. He's never forgotten us. We appreciate your love and care. We appreciate your wonderful benefits, oh God. We thank you, dear Lord. Yes, we do. Praise our God. Bless your people today.
When you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known, but then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, child. You're never alone. For the God on the mountain, he's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. Still God in the night. We talk of faith when we're up on the mountain. Well, the talk comes so easy when life's at its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptations. Oh, that's when faith is really put to the test. Oh, the God on the mountain, he's still God in the valley. God in the night. then things change. And you're down in the valley. Oh, don't lose faith, child. You are never alone. Oh, the God on the mountain, He's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good talk comes easy when life's at its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptations. Oh, that's when faith is really put to the test.
Oh,
Bye.
you, Lord. While we're all standing right here, I just feel to pray for this sister Madeline Israel's her name. Marilyn, yes. Would y'all all just kind of stretch your hand out toward her? Let's ask God to touch her and meet her needs here today. Oh, Jesus. God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, you're the great physician, Lord. You're our pleasant help in the time of need. Oh, God. Oh, God. Would you meet this need here today, Lord? You look down on Sister Israel's heart. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Some of you sisters get around her there and help us pray. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch her today and help her, oh God. Oh, Savior, Savior. Oh, your great grace, Lord. Let it be extended here today, Lord. We love and appreciate you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, meet this need here today. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.